One. Hello, right, we're back with we've got a bit of a special interview today with Ollie Stone. I'll let Ollie introduce himself, and he's a mechanic for one of the GP teams and Jake Nicholls for 2012. So Ollie, do you want to tell everyone what team you belong to?
Yeah, this year I worked for the Nestan JM KTM racing team.
Yeah.
This year I worked for Joe Rolance, and yeah, next year Jake's on board, so looking forward to it.
Was the team called something else though this year?
No, it was the same. That was the same. The sponsors haven't changed. The personnel hasn't changed. Everything's the same for next year. So
it wasn't the Jackie Martin KTM team.
That's the JM. It's Nestan is the team sponsor.
Oh, right, gotcha.
So Jackie owns it, but Nestan is a company from Holland which does roof installation.
Right. Okay.
And they're the title sponsor.
Okay. So 2011. Pretty sort of Joe Rowland sort of thing. He was injured.
Yeah, I mean, the season, January started bad. He was injured. He struggled all season with injury. Things started going good at the British GP. Obviously, we had a third in the first moto, and then we had some bike stress in the second moto. But that's motocross, I'm afraid. He finished strong. He was second in the Dutch Championship behind Herlings, which I think that's still a good result behind that kid in Sanders, not normal way. Yeah, he finished strong. Now, obviously, we parted ways. He went to CLS Kawasaki, and Jake's with us, so I'm excited.
Could you not have gone with him to CLS, or didn't you want to?
There was that option. I mean, there was an option there for me to go, but I don't know. I looked at all the pros and cons. I know Jake. Jake's a good kid. We have a good package from the factory at KTM. It's always good to work with an English guy, you know?
Yeah.
We should be a good team next year, and there's no reason why Jake can't be top five, and he tries just as hard as Joel, and we'll just see how it goes, you know? Like I keep saying, but Jake's up for it. The team's up for it, and I think we should do well.
So do you guys run factory engines then for 2012?
Next year we are factory supported from KTM. We have the engines and we have the support from them. Jake will pretty much run the engines what Ken had this year.
Yeah.
I mean, KTM have a new bike for next year, but we run the stuff from 2011, which we know works because it was a world champion. So.
Yeah. So it's when Jake, obviously Jake lives in Belgium as well. Does he sort of stay with you or not really?
He was over for a week testing last week. I mean, he has his own place at the moment, but obviously he has his girlfriend who is with him full time helping him. So they'll get a place on their own. I think Jackie's going to put them in a house not far from me, but he'll be living close. I mean, we'll be training every day and he'll be riding as much as possible, getting ready for the 2012 season.
Cool. And what about for you now then? How's your build up over the winter? What do you normally do? Just preparation with the bikes, engines, etc.
I built a new bike for Jake the end of last month. I went to KTM and we sorted everything out. Jake came over 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, and we spent a week testing with suspension and with the engines, and we made sure Jake was happy with everything that we had. And into the winter break, really confident actually. Anyone who's spoken to Jake after the test, I think he's really happy.
Yeah.
The bike's working unbelievable. And well, for me now, I have a couple months off, and then as soon as January starts, we'll be flat out getting ready for the new season.
So what are you up to then personally? Are you sort of going away on holiday just to prepare for the season? Because the season's a long one, it's non-stop.
Pretty much. I mean, me, because I live in Belgium now, I'm back in England. I'll have a couple of months off, really, just chilling with friends, maybe take a holiday. Just I come and see you guys at the show. It was good to catch up with everyone.
Yeah.
I think pretty much for me, I'm ready to get stuck in already, but obviously we have to wait until January when the riders can start riding again.
Yeah, because KTM, they don't allow their riders to ride until January, do they?
That's just the way we're going to work. I mean, if you look at how many motos the boys do throughout the season and how hard they train and how hard they work, they need some time off the bike to become hungry again.
Yeah.
We're ready. I mean, my stuff's ready for Jake. As soon as he's ready to swing his leg over a bike again, everything's ready to go. So we kind of said January. that's kind of, some people will ride in December, maybe some people will start doing a little bit now, but January is when things start going into full swing. Otherwise, you'll just burn yourself out throughout the season.
Yeah, and there's a couple of new tracks next year, in Mexico and Russia. Looking forward to them?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Mexico one's going to be interesting, and the Russia one, obviously. And the Russia one's a really long way away. It's like 1,200 k's past Riga in Latvia. So,
yeah.
I mean, for us, it's a lot more travelling, a lot more stress on the riders. I mean, mechanics, team, the team budget. But I don't know. I think it's good for the championship. It's always exciting to go somewhere new. Always.
Yeah, definitely. Especially with, obviously, Russia with Bobashev as well. They need
exactly
coverage over there. So, perfect.
Exactly. No, next year should be good. Everyone's up for it, and we shall see what happens.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to let you go. I know you've got a dentist appointment in a minute, so I'm going to let you go. And thank you very much for the interview, and we shall see you. Are you coming to Belfast?
I'll be in Belfast in Glasgow. I think I'm going to tag along with TC, so I should be there. Be good to catch up with everyone and see some racing.
Excellent. All right. We'll see you then.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, you late. Cheers. Bye.
Cheers.